blazing along to agenda item number 12, public hearing pertaining to the harvesting of clams involving water rates. Dr. Wesson.
We made two little changes to the regulations that you received in your packet. What we're talking about here today are devices that are used on private grounds for harvesting aquaculture clams that are called water rakes or water vacuums. And they're generally just a metal box with a pipe manifold in the center with jets attached to a small pump, and they pump water onto the bottom of clam beds as they move along. They're hand pulled, and it pushes the clams into the basket for making easier harvesting. These devices first started being used in the mid-90s, and because we have a code section 520 that talks about hydraulic dredging, since these things used water, they were a hydraulic device, so we began using, at that time it was kind of a test of those devices, scientific collection permit that we do routinely for experiments. And over time, they've become the way that you harvest clams for the aquaculture industry. And last year, we've been continuing to do the scientific permit, which is it's a burden on the industry to remember to send in to us every year to ask for the permit, and then we have to write the permit up, the paper permit. And we came last summer and actually were ready to change this over to a gear permit, but we thought it was in conflict with this code section again, and so we stopped. And the code section was there because of the big hydraulic clam harvesters that were used back in the 80s. They tried to use in Hampton Flats not anything like just a handheld device that you pull along for. That was for wild harvests, and this is for aquaculture clams. So the industry, we actually went to the General Assembly and it got an exemption put in this past General Assembly to into 520 so that we could actually give a regular gear permit for the device. And we've added it into Regulation 70, which is before you, and it just describes a water rake as hand-pulled, less than 36 inches, no more than 7.5 horsepower engine on it. And this is, again, what they look like without the basket. And then you can see you see all the little jets there that are pushing water back as they move down a bed. And again, that's with the basket on it. The clams get caught in that basket, and then you just keep dumping those baskets as they use them. And that's the little Honda or whatever brand of pump that's sitting on the boat. So we incorporated that. We actually advertised this, and the only comment we got back from industry was that they wanted to make sure that the only people that could get the water rake permits would be clam product owners, so that you wouldn't have somebody just get one of these permits and start going out and harvesting clams, and they didn't own the clam. So that was the one thing we added into your blue paper that we didn't have before. And it says that these can only be used on private ground for culture clams. Got to be hand pulled. Can't be any kind of mechanical pulling. And we set a time that they can be used to basically daytime. So you couldn't use them before sunrise or after sunset. And that's the other thing is we've included Regulation 1090 there because we assigned a price for it since it is a gear. Same price as a hand rake, $24 for the water rate. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission? seems to be codifying what the code change requires.
Yep, that's right. So the new code section starts July 1st, so we're trying to be ready for that.
So the public hearing, is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? You're the pro or con, Mr. Osterling. I don't need to do this on a fishery matter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Actually,
just checking your reactions.
I'm going to do what you wanted me to do.
Can you state your name?
My name is Michael Osterling. Thank you. And actually, I'm just here to thank the commission for working with industry to get this passed. This is something that the industry went to the legislature for, and now we're here for the end results. Thank you very much.
Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard? Mr. Jones. Please state your name for the record.
Hank Jones, Clamor from Eastern Shore. Excuse my head. I hope nobody gets... But anyway, it's a little bald. Anyway, don't let me flash you. These water rakes are an essential part of the clam industry. We harvest efficiently. It is the best way to harvest clams for the bottom. I routinely double crop in the same year seed on the same bottom. Harvest, let it lay for, depending on how hard I'm being pushed, 4, 5, 6 days, sometimes a week. Let it even up a little bit and go. These things are marvelous little piece of equipment. There are two things that I'm interested in this particular wording, and that's the width of 3 foot. I've been using 3 foot rakes for 3 years or so, a pair of them. Before that, I used a 30 for about 3 years. And before that, I used a 24. My efficiency of harvesting has gone up dramatically, even with just 6 inches of extra width. I currently possess a 42-inch one. I don't know if I'm going to be back before y'all or not over that. But I've been playing with that and having great success. These are still pulled by one person. I've got a son that's 160 pounds, and he routinely pulls one. I pull one until they put a iron knee in me, but oh well. But another thing that needs to be said, without this commission and your predecessors, Virginia would not have the envy of all the other states on the East Coast as far as clam operation goes. And with the recognition of changes and being able to produce product and y'all adapting to it is of great importance, and I just think that y'all are doing a pretty good job, and I promise not to blow my horn for y'all ever again. Thank you.
I want the record to reflect. Any questions from the commission?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank y'all.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. We will all remember this day, Mr. Jones. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I have a question for Dr. Wesson. On Mr. Jones's comment on 42 inches versus 36, as well as the restrictions on sunrise and sunset. I'm sure there's some logic behind those in there. What were your thoughts?
Well, I pretty much canvassed as many people as I could on the Eastern Shore on the width, and that 36 was what they said. I mean, I think we probably could still do a 42 with a back to the same thing we were doing before with a scientific collection permit. I mean, to try it out and see if it's any better. I don't know if I would want to switch right now, different than what most of the industry told me that they were happy with.
Okay, but it wouldn't require Mr. Jones trashing that 42-inch water rake. He could still go through the old permit process and keep that piece of equipment. Okay.
And as far as, I mean, sunrise, sunset is pretty standard, and we don't want people working at night with these, I don't think.
Right. So that's just to keep it in line with oyster dredges and other equipment?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It also makes for more effective deterrence for law enforcement as well.
Right.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Dr. Wesson. Public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
There's a motion.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.